Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, lips on a water bottle, Kenny Tarmac, and Josh wants to quit. It's all coming up right after this.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, can I speak to Melanie Mason?
So this is 911. Do you have an emergency?
I'm confused. What's going on?
If you call 911, sir, are you okay? Have you been in an accident? You sound disoriented.
No. What is this?
Sir, this is 911. Just remain calm. Look, I'm tracking the GPS coordinates on your phone. Help is on its way, okay? I want you to stay with me here.
No, I'm not calling 911. I'm calling Melanie Mason.
You were driving while using your cell phone. I'm seeing more and more of this. Look, you're just hanging tight with me, all right?
No, I wasn't driving. I wasn't in an accident. I didn't...
If you were in an accident, why the hell are you calling 911?
I didn't call 911.
Look, you're tying up a lifeline. People could be dying because you're playing on the phone. What makes it worse? You sound like a grown-ass man.
You're not listening to me. It's just some kind of prank.
Look, you need to come down to the station for questioning. You hear me?
No, I'm not coming down to any station for any questions.
You listen to me. You do what I tell you.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And here's Tom Griswold.
Thank you, Josh.
Okay.
That's
Josh. Also coming
you're welcome,
up,
Tom.
This week's treat from Jess Hooker. She'll be here.
Yes.
And I say thank you, Josh, referencing the fact that you have a letter.
Yes. I saw Josh in Springfield, Missouri this weekend. Great show. But he puts too much of his lips on the mouth of the water bottle when he drinks. He needs to work on that.
What?
I wonder.
Did you take that water bottle on stage?
No. I had a Fiji up there.
Okay.
Nice.
What I would like to do is get a bottle of water and drink it.
Yes.
And you guys can tell
me what you indeed think.
In a few minutes, we'll do that
because
we do have our food segment coming up.
Oh, so terrific.
That'll be perfect for that. Right now, Mr. Godwin. Sorry. Could you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Kenny!
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm in ATL, just got in from ARK through MCO. I had to call you guys today. I know you always have comedians on the show. Well, my first leg today, I think our flight attendant, Gordon, was practicing for open mic night at the Howard Johnson's Blue Room. I know, yeah. Mr. Showbiz tried to earn his wings by trying out material on us over the PA nonstop. Oh, in between mask reminders. And I mean, rather than working on your Netflix special, how about putting the mic down, cowboy, and put on the apron and make this million mile of scotch and soda, huh? I told Tobik, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he's selling merch in the galley. Don't worry, Josh. T-shirts, not koozies. You're safe.
Okay.
Huge week ahead. I don't want to jinx myself, but closing this Kindle deal is the difference between me leasing a 3 Series or a 7 Series Beamer this year.
I know.
As long as my assistant Mike comes through, but I've not heard from him since St. Patty's Day.
Uh-oh.
He also missed the weekend mixer and the Sunday webinar when we set goals and run first quarter numbers. Hey, Chick, how are your brackets looking?
Well, it is March Madness.
Oh, hey, Chick, I'm sorry. I got to take this. Just a sec. I got to hop in on the business Bluetooth. Be right back. Hey, Chick.
Okay.
Ken Tarmac. Yes, I'll accept the charges. are you serious? County jail, Mike? Uh-huh. Yeah, but no, we can worry about posting bail later. Just tell me, is the presentation for the Kindle deal in Google Drive? Why not, Mike? Could you get Wi-Fi there? But you're in general population. Somebody's got to have a hot spot. I don't care if it's your one call. I swear on my mother's grave, if I have to drive around in a 3 series this summer because you pitched a cop for not wearing green on St. Patty's Day, you'll find yourself right back where I met you detailing cars down at Meineke. Bob and Tom, I'm sorry. I got to take this. Got a bit of a fire to put out. I'll call you from Phoenix. We just landed.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. God, that guy, every time, something always goes wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, Josh, on the road this weekend, and you were drinking a bottle of water wrong. Is that correct?
On stage, do we have a bottle of water?
We do. The bottle of water is making its way in right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what I would like, and I'll just drink it naturally.
They say too much lip?
Yeah, they say that I use too much of my lips. Huh. On the, so this must have distracted from, because I drink probably 5 or 6 times on stage.
Do you?
I'll take a sip.
During the applause breaks?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's one of my, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You the get many, parched.
Many. Okay, go ahead. Well, I'll talk. Josh is now taking the water and putting it up to his mouth. And, yes, you are. You're really.
Wow, you stick it all the way in there, don't you?
Yeah, you're really securing the top part of it.
That's
really?
Weirdest thing I've ever seen.
That's why that truck driver stuff.
See, Josh.
It could be.
Thank you, Pat, referencing the fact that Josh was approached about a little game.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, you do. You just stick the whole thing in your mouth.
You just lean it against the bottom lip. You don't, like a hamster, do everything all the way around it.
Yeah.
Do that again.
I don't know. So I'm on stage, and that's why I said, well, I guess that makes two of them.
The guy's right, yeah.
Is that what you do, really?
That's weird.
That's really how I drink bottled water.
No, when I drink this tea from a glass, or a cup, you put it up, and you don't...
Yeah, but
it's a bottle of water.
But you should drink it, as Willie says, as if it were a cup.
What?
Yes, gently.
Yeah, you just lean it against.
No, your mouth is open.
Yeah, you lean it against.
I'll spill.
No, I don't know.
What Willie's doing. That's wrong. That's wrong as well.
That is wrong.
Meet him halfway.
Yeah, you.
No, here's the problem. I know why I do this.
Why?
Watch.
Yeah, that's how normal people drink.
It's all over my mustache.
Oh, nice.
That makes sense now.
So I wrap my lips around it.
Oh, yeah, you really do.
Oh, you bet you do.
Okay. Yeah, you do.
You're having fun.
All right, okay. That looks like a porn movie of Where the Boys Are.
Did that gross you out?
Yeah.
Where the Boys Are.
You're supposed
to. Well, I apologize if that you distracted
you. You don't go down on your water
bottle?
My Fiji.
I wonder how much of this bottle I can take. Let's make Daddy proud, huh?
Pass the label.
We have been joined by the lovely lavender wearing. It's a very nice color on you, Jess.
Thank you.
Jess Hooker, who was our resident cook, chef, and all-around food person.
Hooker de Cooker. Mm-hmm.
And I know we have a special presentation coming momentarily, but...
Yeah, I can bring it in right now if you're ready.
Sure.
Okay.
I'll find the... It smelled
really good in the break room.
Yeah, news story. This is a news story from last week. In the meantime, crazy...
Call me whatever you want.
Let's go, crazy.
You're crazy from now on.
It was a macaroni and cheese dish, kind of, but it was made with peanut butter and jelly instead of cheese.
This was at the Disneyland and Disney World Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a pasta coated in peanut butter and jelly. And the reviewer... from SF Gate, Julie Tremaine said she was pleasantly surprised, but she said she would not order it again. A friend accompanying Ms. Tremaine said, "This is not for me."
Well, look at this, Tom.
Oh, God.
It's macaroni covered with jelly and peanut butter and toast points. Don't you love toast points?
I love toast points.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you guys like that.
Something special about that. So give us the background on this, Jess.
So it sounded simple enough. The Disney people, they added some extra things, and I wanted to be a traditionalist because you don't want to mess up peanut butter and jelly, right? Like we're just gonna bring it in a different form.
Now, Josh, I know that peanut butter and jelly, we've gone around the horn on this. It's your favorite food, and you have said that if you could only eat one thing every day for the rest of your life, it would be peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Judging from your expression,
no, not so much.
This is not your thing.
Not in this form.
Not in this form. Well, it's peanut butter sauce with macaroni noodles, and then I thought of like baked macaroni and cheese, and so it has like a a breaded jelly top.
It's not bad.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah, good.
It works.
Your kids would love
Tom
this.
Tom and I must have the same mouth. This is great.
This is really good. It's sweet. The pasta is al dente.
Yeah. It's just so.
It's just weird because you expect those flavors in a different vehicle, right?
Right.
It kind of throws you.
Even the toast point's awful. I couldn't chew it.
Josh, you suck. God.
What's wrong with the toast point? I'd be talking, but this is delicious.
A duck wouldn't eat this toast point.
It's really just for looks, like the a sandwich.
Well,
like
No. I'm against garnish. Oh, if it's on my plate, I should be able to eat it.
You're against garnish?
That's right.
You're anti-garnish.
Just drink your water.
Josh, in some states...
No parsley.
In some states, anything on the plate has to be edible.
Oh.
So if they put a flower on your plate,
really?
It has to be...
Yeah.
Es folgt eine wichtige Botschaft Ihres Mobilfunkanbieters.
Ey Mann, es gibt Leute, die drücken immer noch zu viel Knete ab.
Nein, nicht frisch.
Lebara ist ja irgendwie smarter.
Ja, smart.
50 Gigabyte für nur 8,99.
Wenig Knete.
Ich zahle doch nicht mehr für weniger.
Nee, das wäre auch schön blöd.
Lebara,
deine Knete, deine Entscheidung.
Nice.
Alle Details zu unseren Tarifen finden Sie unter lebara.de.
Jeder meckert über den ÖPNV. Aber was steckt wirklich dahinter? Mit dem Podcast Ticket to Anywhere blickst du hinter die Kulissen des Nahverkehrs. Schauspieler Maximilian Mund reist zu seiner Oma, trifft spannende Menschen wie Malte Zierden oder Linda Zervakis und erklärt alles zu Bus und Bahn. Und wie sie besser werden können. Erlebe ein außergewöhnliches Audioerlebnis rund um unsere alltägliche Mobilität. Jetzt reinhören auf Spotify oder unter zukunftnahverkehr.de/podcast.
I can't believe it. It's delicious.
It's not your fault it's not good, Jess. You did everything right.
No, it really would be my fault.
So who doesn't like it? Did you like it, Ace?
Yeah, it works.
I can't get past the smell.
I don't like it. What?
Yeah, I can't.
It smells like peanut butter and jelly.
Not to me.
No wonder you have trouble on dates.
If you can't get past the smell.
I set them up, you're knocking them down, Jess.
Jess, no, you, again.
Jess, it's very good.
You did everything right. It's just not for me. This isn't a criticism of you.
It's really sweet. The pasta's nice and chewy.
Just like the pickles weren't for me.
Right.
It's okay, guys.
It's okay.
Do not take it personally.
I don't. Trust me, I've learned a lot here, and it's to not take anything personally. Yeah.
Boy, that took me 35 years.
Well, maybe that's because you're dumb.
Yeah, what'd you say, crazy?
That's whose fault it has to be.
There you go.
Smarter people would have caught on.
You see what I did there, Christy?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Christy, you're not dumb at all. I was just kidding.
We've got to get that isolated. That's because you're dumb. Here, chick, have mine.
All right.
You can have mine, too.
God knows what you did to yours, Pat.
It's delicious. Once again, it's peanut butter and jelly pasta. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I dunked my toast point into my jelly. I had a lovely time.
It'd be fun to do with... you did it with... Those are macaroni noodles?
Yeah, those are large elbow macaroni noodles.
It'd be fun to do with, if you have little kids, with spaghetti noodles.
Absolutely.
Because... You think they get messy now.
Oh, yeah.
You've got sticky jelly on them.
Yeah.
I assume this is a caloric disaster.
Yes, definitely.
Thanks. That's why I keep eating
this. This would come with your cardiologist's phone number on it.
Did you eat some?
Yeah, I tasted some. I liked it. I thought it was okay. My kids were not fans, but, it's okay.
Well, thank you, Jess. Jess, I have a very difficult challenge for you coming up next week.
Okay.
Are you going to make her do this?
It's not like I'm making her do it. It's just when payday comes around.
Sounds like you're making her.
If you want to hear the sound of when you open the envelope.
An Italian chef is creating a stir in Rome with a toothpaste tube full of lasagna.
Hmm. How about that?
24-year-old chef Valerio Brasici at Ristorante 1978, a Michelin guide listed venue, created lasagna in Tubetto.
So this guy's an expert chef.
Yes.
Gee, I wonder what Cranky the curmudgeon's going to have to say about lasagna in a tube. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Josh.
Yeah, it can't be as good as regular lasagna.
A tube of lasagna?
Next week, can you try to figure this out? I don't know where you're going to find the recipe for lasagna in a tube, but
I think what I would do is make my own lasagna.
By the way, your lasagna is great. Then just leave it. We'll figure it out later.
Okay,
she can run it through the food processor, and
yeah.
Then,
Yeah.
Can you put it in the food processor?
Tom made the suggestion of me putting it into one of those icing bags. And
like
doing
a piping
it
bag?
Yeah, you see, piping bag.
A friend of mine was in a really bad car accident. He's fine. He's fine. But they had...
That's my favorite joke.
What happened? Did he like almost die?
No, but they had to wire his jaw shut, and they took a tooth out right here. And actually, interestingly enough, he had to carry around wire cutters in case he would ever start to throw up so he wouldn't die.
Oh, asphyxiate on
it? He never did. But and then he would eat everything out of a straw, and his favorite thing was spaghetti.
Huh.
Warm spaghetti, watered down a little bit, and then they would put it in a blender.
Oh, that's gag-tastic.
So, I like the word gag-tastic. That describes your drinking of water.
There's a lot more to the story that we have not gotten to yet.
Then read it.
Crazy?
No, I'm dumb. Remember, I'm not crazy.
Well, pick one.
The tube of lasagna features a creamy mix of beef, ragu. Is it bechamel?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's a sauce. I know that, but it's bechamel. It's a French word.
Hmm. Anybody knows that's Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah. Okay. Please. Nutmeg and lasagna distillate, all crammed into a tube of toothpaste. Sick. It's then squeezed out into a so-called toothbrush of oven-baked egg pasta.
Now, wait a minute.
Brasici.
See, this is actually sounding pretty good.
Brasici explained the idea is to mimic the ritual of brushing your teeth with the lasagna ingredients. He had a quote, "My brother and I loved eating at breakfast the leftovers cold from the fridge and brings back memories of my granny." According to CNN, at the end of the course... Parmigiano Reggiano, something they refer to as cheese water, is consumed as a mouthwash.
Cheese water. As a mouthwash.
Let's move on from our food hunk. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Some call me a food hunk. Boy.
Barely no one calls you.
Yeah, no.
Just that truck driver. That truck driver that wants to eat.
You can't go.
You got a cigarette.
Hey, by the way, where are you going? He didn't
once
get
again,
that.
Once again, Josh got hit on
Josh,
by
you have to tell that story again.
You want
to
talk?
I pulled over on my way home from Springfield, Missouri, because I was messing with the podcast app, and I didn't want to do it while I was speeding down the highway.
Well, if you have my car, if you want to change the radio, you got to pull over. So it's a five-step process.
So I pulled over, and I parked in this sort of empty industrial complex-type place, but there was this Mexican restaurant not too far away, and I see a guy get into his... big rig. There's no trailer attached to it.
Okay.
And he drives and he parks near me and he gets out of the cab and my windows are down and he goes, "Hey, you got a cigarette?" And I go, no. And I was done with what I needed to do. So I was pulling out.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Where are you going? Why don't you stay and talk a little while?" And I just left. I didn't say anything.
That was a pickle parking lot.
It seems to me like maybe I was in an area where men meet up.
Maybe.
And
Josh is a lot lizard.
Yes. Apparently, I was a temporary lot lizard, but the most unavailable lot lizard ever.
In a way, take it as a compliment.
That's how you get the big prize.
Sure, yeah.
I wish that like you gave your brother a ride and you left a pack of cigarettes in your car. So I'm like, actually, I do have a cigarette. This guy's got his junk out.
Do you think that maybe he had already arranged for somebody and he was expecting someone to
I don't
to
know,
be
but
there?
Now I get the impression that "Do you have a cigarette?" was probably code.
Location is probably on some map or something.
Right.
That's a stop.
Tom has always said
pickle park.
Yeah, Tom, you've always said that.
Well, that's because there was a pickle park there here.
Putting a cigarette in your mouth.
Well, she'll put anything in her mouth. You've always said that.
Oh, okay. So, coming up, Christy, give me the teaser.
She smokes, she pokes. That old...
Well, we're going to continue with our sex hunk.
Okay,
we have sex dolls in the news. We have orgasms in the news.
Some call me a sex hunk.
And the end of an era coming up.
Okay, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, my time on this show. Bye.
Have you been here long enough to be called an era?
Yeah, I've been here long enough to want to quit.
Hey!
You go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.